Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is Seth Geis from the Box Press Studio, June Liu, and from the Pastania Studio, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Bro, I'm so excited for the review tonight, bro. Bro, you don't even know.
Nice. All right. So today we are talking about the Espinosa Las Seis Provincias CMW. So there's a Toro 6x50, comes out of the San Latino factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano. Binder and filler are both from Nicaragua. Blended by Hector Alfonso. Price point is $18. Cigar was released in December of 2022. And we picked these cigars up from Corona Cigar Company. So if you are in Florida, near one of their locations, be sure to stop in for a cigar and a libation. But if you're not in Florida, you can always give them a call, go to the website, order cigars up, and they will ship them to your door. And they'll ship them quick. All right. With all that being said, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
It tasted like an AJ cigar. I know you guys are going to vastly disagree with me, but I have to write down what I blew in and blew out, you know?
Right. Any further
Yeah,
details than that?
very, oh yeah, further details. Very like earth, soil, leather heavy, very AJ in that sense, you know? Like extremely earthy. You guys are probably going to be like, oh, it tasted like mocha ice cream and plums and cherries. You know, no, I'm not getting any of that.
Asian spices?
I wasn't going to say any of
Asian spices.
that. All right, Seth, take us to your list.
I mean, listen, first third, I was getting some Christmas spice notes, rich earth. There was coffee beans. By the way, the cigar aroma had like this dry rub. It
Oh
wasn't
yeah.
like,
Like
it
barbecue,
wasn't,
like Texas
yeah, but
barbecue
like a
spice.
barbecue dry rub. Yeah, but it was like you could get like that rub and that grilled quality, but
Like
like there
that
wasn't like
mesquite.
any meatiness. Like it
Yeah.
was just like that, like spice and sugar rub. It was on the aroma. It was pretty damn
It's like if
nice.
you're like smoking tofu.
Guess.
I mean, I
Be
don't.
like non-meaty, not like,
Yeah,
dense meaty. I hear what you say.
I know what tofu
Yeah.
is. Yeah. I do love some grilled tofu, man. Second thing, I got some damp wood notes, really strong tobacco. You could pick up like almost the tobacco quality and the nicotine with it. Full, medium full in strength and body. Second, third, I did get some mocha quality. So there you go, June. You were asking about that one. It was a soft mocha. Final third, just coffee, rich earth, mocha, red pepper, a lot of red pepper and pepper spices, damp wood. It was a really rich blend, heavy, and with it smoked really well. It was one of these I was kind of expecting it. Like, I know it's an AJ blend, so I expected it to smoke well, but you could tell by the wrapper and like smoking the tobacco that it was some thick, heavy duty tobacco. But it's still had a really good burn and draw, so really impressed. John?
Thick with two C's. I got a lot of sweet creamy chocolate out of the hopper and then spices, but at a really restrained level. So I was like, okay, we're going with elegant. Little bit of delayed wood, nuttiness developed, musty tobacco in the center, a little bit of medium strength cocoa sort of building as it progressed, so it didn't hit you right off the stop. And then this really nice creaminess to the smoke. I'll be honest, at the end of the first third, I was on online shopping looking for what boxes of these cost. And I was like, am I gonna pull the trigger before this review is over? Second third, this is for you, June. Opened like Mexican hot chocolate with a combination of sweet, spicy chocolate and cocoa at medium full strength. And like Seth is saying, it really started to get a little punchy here in terms of strength and body and nicotine. But it was flavorful enough that you kind of didn't really notice. It wasn't like punching you in the face. Powdered cocoa took over the retrohale. Spice and chocolate then started to come down, and it just became really balanced for the sort of middle and last half. Last third started out with more intense spices than the first two thirds, a little bit of wood, earth. earth and spice combining in the post draw, and then the spices came down again to sort of give the palate a little bit of a breather, and then chocolate, earth, and spice in the last half, and I was like, nailed it. Of course, because
interesting. That's what you say as synonyms for essentially what I said of like cedar, leather, and soil.
But in a so good
you just
way.
Say it a different. But yeah, in a very different
manner. In a good way. Yeah, that's right. And because, of course, it comes out of AJ, you know, it's got to have a perfect draw and a perfect burn. And it does. So, yay. That's why I was looking for boxes. So, yeah, this was good. This was good, bordering on very good for me. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with toasted cedar, gritty dark earth, and creamy black pepper. Second third saw the earth become pretty heavy, and then the final third saw light creaminess join in for a bit and then departed again. Construction absolutely perfect for me as well. You know, really very good showing from San Latano factory. I thought the cigar had a good start, good flavor delivery for a simple set of flavors. But from the second third on, that earth became pretty heavy, and the toast level for the cedar was also pretty heavy, kind of taking the profile down a notch. And I just don't see this as a cigar I'd come back to, because after that first third, it just wasn't really engaging for me. I kind of dug what the first third was doing. Once that earth gets too heavy, it kind of just kind of starts masking other flavors for me. So it's really hard for me to kind of get back on track once that's such a heavy player in the profile. So gonna be a pass for me, but I could see how other people would dig it. All right, let's get into the scores. We are gonna start at the top with John at 7.52. Seth was next at 7.27. I gave it a 6.1, and June gave it a 5.75. So, John, how'd that 7.52 match up for you?
Listen, this is the best cigar I've smoked in a long time, and it's not even close. Like I said, I kid you not, I was on my phone looking up where to buy boxes to annoy Aaron with for Vegas. And I'm probably going to pull the trigger because it was that good. Yeah, this is my favorite Las Es Provencias by far. And like, you know, there's some, I think the first one was probably 80% as good as this, but this is clearly my favorite. So that score definitely reflects that.
All right, Seth, 7.27.
Yeah. I mean, this is best one of those to date. That last six Provincias,
whatever six.
Six
provinces.
It's just really rich blend. I love that it was purple. I laughed because I think I just made a joke about Espinosa always puts like the purple on their Maduros, and like I smoked this and here we were. But it's a really good, rich smoke. Yeah, I mean, what's a box of these cost?
180. I think a box is 10, right, John?
Yeah, 180. Box 10.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's nothing. That's a deal. Go buy some, guys.
I'm good. All
right, so my 6.1 matches up well. Above average flavor profile, perfect construction, gets it right above that 6 mark, but still not at that point that makes me want to go back to it, especially $18. I'll take one out of the box before I take it to John. Just to try it again, but other than that, I don't know if I'm gonna do it. So,
damn,
all right, June, 5.75.
It's like gifting Heinekens, man.
Handling tax.
It's the mule tax. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna buy a box because I hope to get the same experience as John and Seth. The fuck not? Let's buy a whole box.
you'll have 10 attempts, and afterwards, if none of them do, you're just gonna say it does. Yeah. Just so you can be happy.
Like six guys. Send the 9 to Aaron for me for Vegas.
Yeah. All right. Final thoughts on this from you guys.
Listen,
it's the best. It is. How many? Is what is this? One. Fourth one?
I think it's the fourth. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fourth one.
Oh, two more.
Yeah.
And this is the. It wasn't. I mean, it was almost like. It was so rich. I think one of my initial comments to Hector was like, man, you're really going after like the 601 blue.
Yeah.
Mm.
And he's like, it's not Maduro. I'm like, I know that, but I'm just telling you, it's that rich of a cigar.
Yeah.
So it's a good blend.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it'll be really interesting to see for the next one, if he goes just in a completely opposite direction and he goes like super soft, because I feel like you can't go any more on this without going full on palate fatigue. Like he walked the line on this blend where, like, you know, like I said, the spices were getting so intense and I'm like, oh, it's going to be overwhelming. And then he backed it off. And
yeah.
He went back and then he backed it off. I'm like, you can't, I mean, you can't dial it anymore unless you want to appeal to people who just like pepper bombs, you know, and that's not what he's going for. So
he wrote that line. He did a good job with it.
Dude, I completely missed a boat on this. And like the last one, I was like, I'm over here talking to you, hear you guys talk, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Not that I don't believe you, but it's like, man, I wish I got that experience. But yeah, I'm good. I gotta try more of these too.
Listen, you know, I know a lot of women whose palates change after they have a kid. So
it's all that breastfeeding.
Everything just tastes kind of metallic.
Yeah. All right, wherever you catch this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Those dang old six problems to tell you wouldn't.